The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. When you think of stealthy marine predators, you probably don't conjure up a jellyfish. But a small jellyfish called the sea walnut is quite sneaky. Jellyfish propel themselves using tiny hairs called cilia. They also use a different set of cilia to create a feeding current, gently sucking in its prey, often tiny crustaceans called copepods, measuring about a millimeter long, onto sticky cells in their mouth. The trick to getting them is to sneak up on the copepods so they don't realize they're already completely surrounded by the jellyfish lobes. And in the case of the sea walnut jellyfish, the disturbance in the water doesn't reach levels detected by the copepods until they're in that region. So the disturbance was so low that the copepods would remain blissfully unaware until it was too late. These jellyfish are native to the Atlantic coast of the Americas, but they can be successful, even devastating, when introduced elsewhere. In the 1980s, they showed up in the Black Sea, most likely transported by ships, and multiplied. Within a few years, the Black Sea's anchovy fishery collapsed.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.